A party with Islamist roots has scored a landslide victory in Turkey's parliamentary elections in a major reshuffling of the country's political landscape. The party's leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a former mayor of Istanbul, was barred from the election because of a past conviction for religious incitement. But he insists his party is not Islamist and will pursue pro-Western policies once it has formed a government. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us on the line from Istanbul. Ivan, tell us a bit more about Mr. Erdogan, the leader of the Justice and Development Party, which won this election.
Well, he couldn't present more of a contrast to the prime minister right now, who is in his late 70s and has a history of health problems and even slurred speech. Mr. Erdogan is 48 years old. He's a charismatic speaker. He's clean cut. And I saw his election campaign. He would take his jacket and tie off, roll up his shirt sleeves, and really engage the crowd. He has run a very careful campaign over the past weeks and months. He called for calm whenever there were aggressive cheers coming from some of his supporters. He called for calm throughout the night last night. He promised to bring economic reforms to Turkey, to clean up corruption, and to improve the value of human rights in this country. He's calling for democratic reform as well here in Turkey.
Now, Mr. Erdogan was barred from this election and from holding public office because of a 1998 conviction for religious incitement. Tell us a little bit about that case.
Right. The critics point to Erdogan's past. When he was the mayor of Istanbul, he was very outspoken. He had a lot of strong Islamist views, and he was finally charged in court for reading an Islamic poem in public. And Turkey has very strict laws against mixing religion with politics. It is a predominantly Muslim country, but it is also very strictly secular. And Erdogan, in the 90s, was a fiery Islamist speaker. And it was basically viewed that he just challenged Turkey's traditional secular establishment. He just went a bit too far. Today, he's recreated himself. He insists he's a conservative secular Democrat, and he swears that there will be no religious movement, that the AK Party that he leads will not have any religious agenda in the next 5 years.
So it looks as though Erdogan will not be given the keys to the prime minister's office, even though his party won more seats in parliament than any other Turkish party in decades.
Right now, no, he cannot assume any seat in government. And in advance of these elections, Erdogan was already talking about making constitutional amendments, he says, to make Turkey more democratic, but they would also include changes that might allow him to hold at least some ministerial position. His party supporters have been very loud about this since the victory was announced, and there appears to be the possibility of a battle on the horizon between the secular traditional establishment here and these newcomers who have swept these elections.
Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul.
Mr. Erdogan is banned from becoming prime minister, as Ivan Watson just told us, because he violated a fundamental principle of modern Turkey, secularism. The poem, by the way, that he recited a few years ago said this: "Minarets are our bayonets, domes are our helmets, mosques are our barracks, believers are our soldiers." And that was held to be an incitement to religious hatred. So Erdogan actually was sentenced to a few months in jail.